really doesn't. He's a great school of the Bible. Doesn't believe these distinctions in Paul's ministry. Doesn't understand these distinctions within Paul's ministry. And so, you know, he's talking about the, in other words, thinks that Paul started going, there was no distinction in the Gentiles to whom Paul went from Acts chapter 9 forward. He immediately went to heathen Gentiles and sees no distinction within Paul's ministry. The clearest distinction, the way I see it, and this is really what makes it click for me, is to compare these two verses. There's two dispensings with the Apostle Paul. The first one is 1 Corinthians 9:17, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto Paul. And it's the gospel of Christ. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I make the gospel of Christ without charge. So that first dispensation is the dispensing of the gospel of Christ. The second dispensation is the dispensation of the grace of God. So he's one of those people that, like most people, that see the distinctive ministry of the Apostle Paul in general, they do not see any distinctions within the ministry of the Apostle Paul, which sets us apart here. We realize that. And we understand that that makes us, puts us in a triple or quadruple minority of believers, because we need, take care, Ron. All we can do is keep trying and hopefully they'll see it someday. But in other words, the terminology to the Jew first and also to the Greek, really, I assume they see a difference between the Jew first, that but I don't know if they do or not. I don't understand what they see and what they don't see. What does that verse mean to them, to the Jew first, or that terminology mean to them? I don't know. How can they, it's foggy to them. It's not foggy to me, but it's foggy to them, I guess. What is to the Jew first and also to the Greek mean? The whole thing that Mike was going through, the gospel of Christ. See, they don't see a difference either. This is me being critical, because when we talk to people who claim to follow the Lord Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry, we, you know, let's be honest, we accuse them of picking and choosing verses, picking and choosing doctrine. And we say, well, there's a difference between the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of the grace of God. And they say, no, it's all the same gospel. It's just using different terminology. Well, you know what? When we say there's a difference between the gospel of God, Romans 1:1-4, the gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16, and the gospel of the grace of God, Acts 20:24, they say, well, they say the same thing to us. You know, these folks that, Lee there, that, you know, they don't see the distinction. Well, it's, Paul preached the same gospel. It's all the same gospel. It's just different terminology. So there are, Paul preached three gospels. And when you say that, boy, they just put up a barrier, don't they? And that was what those, I recognized it right away there, Mike. I think you did too. I guess you've seen that connection before. They want to, what I see, I don't know, but Romans 1:5 is the beginning of the letter. In Romans, and I see the time, Romans 16:25 is the end of the letter. And then put 26 is the one he referenced. So in between chapter 1 and chapter 16, a whole lot of doctrine got dispensed. So that's what I see.